Hey, hey, and welcome back to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gex. And like I said, you're listening to the new show, and I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from politics to general and beyond. And as much as people are now getting used to the whole COVID-19 and lockdowns and getting into the, you know, getting used to new ways of living and all of these things, COVID-19 has still affected us. And we're going to be speaking about the drop of different countries' GDP. And if you don't know what GDP is, a GDP is the gross domestic product. And we're going to be looking at that this week. But like I said, we are speaking about the drop in different countries' GDP. We're going to look at what has happened, not only the drop, but what has happened to the top economies of the world. So there are 9 top economies in the world. There's India, there's the UK, there's France, Italy, Canada, Germany, the US, and China. So those are the top 9 economies in the world. And what has happened to their GDP since the lockdown? And we're going to be looking specifically at the second quarter. Now that we're about to go towards the end of the third quarter, and we're going to see the results at the end of the month, but we're going to look what has happened in the second quarter to these economies. And since I'm in South Africa, I would also like to know what's happening in the economy of South Africa. So we're going to also be looking at the situation with the South African economy as well. So it's going to be quite an insightful show. It's going to be interesting as always, because it's the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Fresh music is hot music.
Active FM, radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Yep. Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM!
Yeah, radio has never been better.
Never been better.
So we're going to be looking at that between April and June, which is the second quarter of the year. So we're going to be comparing based on April and June 2019 and April and June 2020, has the gross domestic product of these specific economies increased or decreased? And we're going to be going from the worst economy to the best economy from these 9 countries. Now, the first one is India. And like I said, the worst economy, India, has decreased by 23.9%. Their economy has decreased by 23.9%. India's economic growth suffered its worst fall on record in the April-June quarter, with the gross domestic product contracting by 23.9%. The coronavirus-related lockdowns mainly weighed on the already declining consumer demand and investment. The numbers are the worst since India started reporting quarterly data in 1996. They've had bad years, but this is the worst year since 1996. Now, from India, we then look at the UK. UK is at number 8 in this situation, and the UK has decreased. So the United Kingdom reported a 21.7% contraction in the April-June quarter of 2020. It is the UK's second consecutive quarterly decline. On account of government restrictions, there has been a good quarterly fall in services, production, and construction during the period. So they've actually contracted by 21.7, yeah. And then France comes afterwards at number 7. France GDPs are contracted by a record 18.9% in the April-June quarter of 2020 amid coronavirus lockdowns. Even as the GDP numbers were better than forecast, the performance was much worse than other Eurozone economies. So they predicted worse. So they predicted that their GDP was going to contract less than or more than 18.9%, but it contracted by 18.9%, but they're still the worst in the Eurozone economies. And then if you look at Italy, Italy comes after France. Italy's GDP shrank by 17.7% in the second quarter of 2020. These numbers are the lowest on record since quarter one of 1995. So they've not had such low numbers since the first quarter of 1995. Now, the government agency, which releases Italy's official statistics, wrote in a note that after the significant decrease recorded in the first quarter, down 5.5% in the second quarter of 2020, the Italian economy suffered an unprecedented contraction due to the full deployment of the COVID-19 health emergency. And then after Italy comes Canada. Now Canada, the GDP of Canada contracted by 13%. In the second quarter of 2020, the contraction was on account of fall in consumer spending, business investment. Imports and exports due to COVID-19, the GDP contracted at a 38.7% annualized rate in the given quarter. Annualized rate is a rate for a period of less than a year, but it is calculated as if it is a rate for the full year. In other words, it is an estimated rate of annual return that is extrapolated mathematically. So that is Canada. Now, at number four comes Germany. So after Canada, Germany. The GDP of Germany contracted during this year's second quarter by 11.3%. I don't know if you're seeing the trend here, but a lot of these countries are actually at their worst that they've ever been because of the lockdowns. Now in Japan, Japan is at number three. Japan's economy shrunk a record 9.9% in the April-June quarter of 2020 amid the coronavirus-induced economic woes. It is the worst economic contraction for Japan since comparable data began available in 1980, eclipsing the brutal impacts of the 2008 global financial crisis. So a lot of these countries, like I said again, are at their worst they've ever been. And then after Japan, so at number two is the US. So the US GDP shrank by 9.1% for the April-June quarter of 2020. This is the largest quarterly decline since the series began in 1947. Even as the market expectations were much lower than the actual number, the GDP contracted at a 31% annualized rate in the given quarter. So if the US is at number two, what country is at number one? And have they contracted? Have they increased? What has happened to this country? Now, at number one is China. China is the world's second largest economy. All other major economies have felt the negative impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. However, in the second quarter of 2020, China's economy grew by 3.2%, while all the other eight major economies of the world have decreased by a lot. I mean, they're all facing the worst decrease ever. China has increased by 3.2%. And that is what's happening in terms of the GDP across the world. Now, I want to speak about South Africa. And recently, on the 11th of September, DA put up a post issued on their website, and it's been going viral in terms of the South African news agencies. But the interim leader, John Steenhuisen, who's the interim DA leader, basically blames or says that President Cyril Ramaphosa damaged the country like former President Jacob Zuma. Now, if you look at South Africa, South Africa's economy collapsed by 51%. I mean, India is the worst in terms of the major economies, but it only contracted by 23.9%. And there we are here in South Africa, and we've contracted by 51%, basically. Now, before I go into it, there's a bit of a good news. Like I said, we are ending the third quarter on the 30th of September, midnight of the 30th of September, and South Africa's economy is experiencing off-the-charts economic growth. According to the latest Reuters consensus poll of economists, the economy is going to expand by 18.6% this quarter. That is the kind of growth that investors notice and would typically create tons of jobs. Now, alas, investors will barely take note and other indicators such as the APSA Purchasing Managers Index, also known as APSA's PMI, suggest jobs are still being shed. This is because this double-digit growth spurt is a rebound from a monstrous crater. In the second quarter, the Reuters poll forecast that the GDP data to be released will show a contraction on an annualized basis of 44.5%. That would be the economy's worst performance on the record. Now, this was something that was brought up in the beginning of the month, and they basically say that, yes, we're going into clear waters, I could say, where the economy is actually expanding, but we are actually at the worst performance on record. The range is 20% to 53%, which suggests that a lot of thumbs are being sucked here. But there is no doubt that a shrinkage of epic proportions is on the cards because of the hard lockdown measures to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. For all of 2020, the Reuters poll sees a contraction of 8%, and many analysts are taking double digits. Now, with all that said, like I said, John Steenhuisen basically said and blames and says that Ramaphosa's pointless lockdown is the cause of this economic meltdown. Like I said earlier, South Africa's 51% economic collapse, the third worst in the world for the second quarter of 2020, is due, and this is, I'm reading this off of the DA page, and it's under their opinion section on the DA page, and this is what John Steenhuisen basically wrote. He says it is due to President Ramaphosa's lockdown, not to the virus, as he would have you believe. His lockdown was one of the world's longest, hardest, most irrational, most costly, and most unsuccessful. It cost not only 3 million jobs, thousands of businesses, and billions of foregone tax revenue, but lives too. It certainly did not, on balance, save lives, and he would also have you believe. He carried on and wrote that while staggering a 51% drop in GDP will come as no surprise to the millions of South Africans whose jobs, livelihoods, and businesses have been destroyed, along with their prospectus for the future, it should also come as no surprise that the presidency moved quickly to reassure South Africans that this decrease reflects the severe impact of the global coronavirus pandemic on the economy, and he quotes exactly what they said. Now, he says that President Ramaphosa wants people to believe that it was the virus, not his lockdown, that collapsed our economy. This is a false narrative and must be debunked at every opportunity. He goes on and says that, I'm not going to read the whole thing, I'm just choosing paragraphs, and he goes on and says that in response to the self-evident fact that the lockdown, not the virus, damaged the economy, stands Ramaphosa's claims that the lockdown was necessary to save lives. Once again, this is a false. In fact, the lockdown did little to curb the pandemic, with the virus spreading out of control during level 4 and South Africa posting the fifth highest number of cases in the world during level 3. Globally, there is no clear inverse relationship between lives lost to COVID-19 and the severity of lockdown. On the contrary, in the fullness of time, lockdown will cost multiple more lives than it saved, not only due to missed vaccines and postponed treatment for other diseases, but due to the undeniable fact that poverty kills. And he carries on and he speaks more about it, and he actually says that in the fullness of time, Ramaphosa's presidency may prove to have been every bit as damaging as was Zuma's. His lockdown has set South Africa's progress back by at least a decade. History will not absolve him, as he claims. So he obviously goes on and he says that, listen, President Ramaphosa is no different to Jacob Zuma, who took the country backwards and instead of going forward, and all of these things. And I really believe that we didn't really need the lockdown as severe as we had it. We could have still had certain things going, and I still believe that they should open the churches and all of these things. But I also believe that as a country, we need to back our president at this moment. He's going through the most, and there are certain decisions that he has to make and things like that. And we can blame the president, say it's his fault that the economy has gone down to 51% and all of this. But we did say that, listen, if there's going to be a lockdown, the economy is going to contract. Everybody knew this, but they decided to turn the other cheek. But at this point, as a country, we need to work together to actually build our economy up again instead of throwing comments at each other and fighting each other and all of these things. So that is what is happening in terms of economic meltdown. South Africa is at a 51% drop in GDP. And then the second worst is India, a 23.7% drop in GDP, and it goes on. But however, China has actually increased by 3.2% compared to last year. So that is what happened in terms of the economies in the second quarter. Hopefully, now that a lot of countries have actually opened up their economies, a lot of places are allowing for international travel and all of these things, South Africa is slowly opening up its economy as well and stuff. Hopefully, in this next quarter, as I said, it ends on September 30th, midnight, that it will actually increase compared to the second quarter. So that is what is happening. If you have any questions, if you would like to let me know on something that I missed out, is there a country out there that is worse than South Africa? Maybe there was a 60% drop or whatever. Let me know on our social media pages. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And this is the new show, right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. You are lonely. You are lonely.
Reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life changing.
Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We were speaking economic meltdowns, and we went through different countries and whether or not they contracted or increased in terms of their GDPs and stuff like that. And we looked at how South Africa has actually decreased by a heavy, hot sore 51%. But we obviously, if we stand together and we actually push our economy and stuff like that, we will probably increase at the end of the third quarter. Now, let me know your thoughts on this whole GDP situation. Do you know a country that is actually worse than South Africa, or a country that increased more than China did? You can catch us and comment on our different social media pages. We're on ActiveFM 777 on Instagram. We're on Facebook /ActiveFM, and we're on Twitter at ActiveFM, and we're also on Parler at ActiveFM. You can download our shows on www.activefm.co.za. You can also download our shows on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to send a WhatsApp to us, just get onto our social media page and you will see the WhatsApp contact details there. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. This is the new show on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.